96.5 KLH, Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus. TJ Miller has starred in blockbuster films. He has sold out massive arenas, and not every day can be that big. That's why TJ Miller is on our show right now. TJ, good morning. How you doing today? Thanks for the time.
That is that cheesy self-deprecating.
That is, man. That is.
Milwaukee stuff.
That's right.
I tell you, it's awesome. Thanks for having me on, especially live on Classic Rock.
Yeah.
WKLA.
There you go. I love it.
Marcus was asking me off the air. He was like, have you ever done radio with your voice like that? Well, I've guest hosted, but I've been doing radio ever since I started. So it's like 20 years of stand-up comedy and going on the radio. And I just have so much respect for you guys.
Well, thank you.
I've always loved radio, and I did not know how you wake up so early. It's just, it's unpenetrable to me.
We don't know. We don't know how we do it either. But hey, so you were in the movie She's Out of My League with my husband's cousin.
Uh-oh, Doreen. Who was it?
Kyle Bornheimer.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
Isn't he great?
Wow.
Yeah. It was a great movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie. People love it. It's become sort of this classic for so many people. And Doreen, I could see this maybe being the deal with you, but I have all these people that come to my show, and it's, you know, a lot of them are coupled, and the guys will be like, oh man, I love She's Out of My League. That's my favorite movie. And I'll look at their wife or their girlfriend, and I'll be like, yeah, I know, you're living it.
True. True story.
And that's my situation with my wife. You ever see a picture of my wife or hear her speak online? She's an installation artist. She's all this kind of stuff. And so she's definitely out of my league. Although we did have, we did love making last night in the tantric style.
And well, that changes
really,
everything.
Really exciting. No, I mean, that's, because, you know, because of the breathing and everything, it lasts a lot longer. So I think I was doing it for a full 8.5 minutes. And from my perspective, that's sort of such an improvement that I think she kind of didn't even know who I was. She's like, who did you become, you know? Where did my husband go 3 minutes ago? You guys know.
She is gorgeous. Yeah. Out of your league for sure.
Really something. Out of my league for sure. That's great. I love hearing that because Kyle Bornheimer is just absolutely hilarious.
Did he have a lot of good things to say about Doreen and Jim?
Yeah, I mean, mostly Doreen. But yeah. That's the way it is. That was an example of an ensemble cast. So we would shoot on different days, and, you know, mostly it was me and the three guys, and then, you know, the world of Jay Baruchel's family was a little bit different. But I was able to spend some time with him on set, and he's just a rad dude. Hayes MacArthur is a friend of my wife's friend. Or the husband of my wife's friend. He's awesome, too. But I love that film because it's so sweet. And strangely, it's another Steven Spielberg film that I've done. So he produced that. You just wouldn't even know it or think of it.
No.
But yeah, it was great. But that was another time when I was doing the film. And this happened on a lot of different films. Unstoppable was one of the films where I was shooting. And then at night, I would go and do stand-up. And I remember everybody on set was like, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Right.
And I was sort of like, man, this is what I do. You know, I mean, I love acting and still do, but if I wasn't doing stand-up comedy, then I just didn't feel like I was being a comedian. And I think it helped me on set, too. I did that on Unstoppable, Office Christmas Party, everything.
So Doreen's connection is from that movie. My connection is with my 17-year-old son. As soon as he heard that we were talking to TJ Miller, he instantly, Fred, from Big Hero 6. So you do stuff on live action film. You've done stuff as voice characters, and you do stand up. What do you feel most comfortable with?
Oh, see, I like that because, you know, sometimes I get the question, you know, what do you like best? And it's also fun to do. But I would say I'm almost too comfortable with stand-up. And which is interesting because in the sense that people go, really? How can that be? It's just you. It seems so scary to most people because public speaking is second only to death in terms of people's fears.
Right.
And I think, you know, with acting, I don't really get anxious or nervous about much of anything because I'm a nihilist and this all seems pretty ridiculous to me. Mm-hmm. But I do feel very strongly that when you go in and you go to work as an actor, you got to get the job done. And you got to be at least prepared enough, you know, to get through your lines and know what you're doing. But with stand-up, I can really, this is why I say almost too comfortable, I can really not prepare at all, barely look at a set list, barely, and then get on stage and basically improvise for an hour. Mm-hmm. That's just, that is so fun for me. I see the audience as kind of my, you know, scene partner or something like that. And so it's actually taken me some time to sort of say, all right, TJ, take an hour before the show and focus on the material that you want to do. Focus on the material that is sort of, you know, you need to prepare for the next special that you're doing. But since I've been doing that, it's been shaped up a little bit differently. So I'm most comfortable with stand-up comedy. And the album that I just dropped, Smooth Peanut Butter, which is available on Amazon, Apple, SiriusXM, Spotify, all of it, is really reflective of that. It's got some improvisation in it, but it's also got some prepared material, and it's got some just really funny, silly stories from my past. And I think it's a really good album representing my stand-up right now, which makes me feel great because I grew up listening to comedy albums. Did you guys grow up sort of listening to comedy albums?
Yeah, for sure.
Carlin's Class Clown, Richard Pryor stuff, yeah.
Eddie Murphy. Yeah,
yeah. Eddie Murphy, Raw. Bob Newhart was one that. Yeah. How random is it that as a young kid I liked his button-down comic?
I was going to say you just aged yourself there, TJ.
Yeah.
I am 68 years old. I feel like Steve Martin was my that was my go-to. That's what I wanted to listen to every night when I got home from school. And the Adam Sandler, of course, which was skits, not stand-up, but. I mean, those things, Norm Macdonald, those to me were albums that really made me want to do stand-up comedy. So I'm hoping Smooth Peanut Butter is something that people will, you know, I hope there's kids, aspiring comedians somewhere that listen to it and go, well, if he can do this, then I definitely can.
Right, he's the mucus guy.
Yeah, he's Mr. Mucus. Mr. Mucus.
The booger. And what a great tie-in to the hot sauce and peanut butter that I sell in my real life, and you can eat the peanut butter while you're listening to my album, Smooth Peanut Butter.
Beautiful.
But it was recording a Mucinex commercial that I actually sort of got into hot sauce. If you can even believe it.
Okay, so how does make that connection for us? How does that work?
So what happened was I went and I was in the middle of nowhere and I recorded a music commercial in this guy's barn. And afterwards, he came up and he goes, oh, my God, that was so funny. I said, well, thank you. He goes, you know, those things are never funny, but you were really funny. I said, well, thank you very much. He goes, you want to see my pepper patch? I had never had a man ask me that before, but I'm an open guy. You can tell in my 2024. And so I said to him, yeah, okay, sure. It turns out he made his own hot sauce. He said, hey, would you want to collaborate on a hot sauce?
Wow.
And so we made three different hot sauces, one of which I can't say on terrestrial radio because it's got two curse words.
Okay.
But that then was going so well that I said, well, you know, I love peanut butter. What if I started a peanut butter line? And so now I have my own line of peanut butter with another Indiana sort of small batch producer, with this guy, John Weed, which is the perfect last name for the type of peanut butter that we make.
Sure.
I've got three flavors. I've got dark chocolate coconut, Doreen, that's for the ladies.
Yeah, it sounds fabulous.
And then I've got cherry chocolate with real dry cherries, honey roasted peanuts, and milk chocolate. And then my favorite is Toffee Crispy with toffee, milk chocolate, and Rice Krispies.
Oh, so that sounds good.
Doesn't it sound great? It's all available on Amazon and then also on my website, TJ Miller does not have a website.com.
And so perfect.
The sort of album title, Smooth Peanut Butter, is kind of, I don't know, there's something about it that it's funny to me to have peanut butter be such an integral part of my life. But it's true. We don't keep peanut butter in our household because I will not be able to stay away from it. I'll finish it within a couple of days. And people say, well, do you eat your own peanut butter? Guys, We know this, okay? Milwaukee knows this. You don't get high on your own supply. If you're making bratwurst, you don't eat it. If you're a cheesemonger, you don't slurp it down, okay?
Right.
Have you ever been to Wisconsin? We're eating the brats and the cheese.
We eat it all.
I know. Well, but are you making it is the question.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You're making it. If you know that, if you know what's happening in the sausage factory, you don't get high on your own supply.
That is true.
And yes, I love Wisconsin. I'm going to be there November 8th and 9th at the Milwaukee Improv, which is a great club.
It is.
And I don't know if you guys have seen the clip, but the last time I was there, it is so funny. If you can find it, you should throw it up on your site. It's on my Instagram, Teenage Millionaire.
All right.
It's like my main pin. It's been seen like millions and millions and millions of times because I went and I said, I like to dress in the style of the place, you know, kind of get the vibe of where I am. So I wore this, my most Milwaukee outfit. And then suddenly I saw a guy in the front row and I had him stand up. He was from more rural, but he wasn't from Milwaukee. And he stood up, and we were wearing the exact same shirt.
Oh, my God.
It was the exact same shirt. So that was really, really funny. But I feel like Wisconsin is really one of my favorite. I just played Appleton, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Home of Harry Houdini.
Yeah. Right.
But I feel like Wisconsin is kind of my style. I'm from Colorado, but you guys are just the drinking, the food, the laid-back attitude, the, you know, laissez-faire attitude towards day drinking.
Yeah.
To me... That just is everything that I love in a people. And so, yeah, I'm a huge Wisconsin fan. And my wife and I were vegan for 5 weeks, and we didn't drink for the first 22 days. And I only started drinking because she was like, I must have sake with ramen. It's a very Manhattanite thing to say in New York.
Right.
But I didn't miss the booze, and I didn't miss the meat. After like a week, you kind of are fine with that. But the cheese... is just, you miss it.
Yeah.
At a party and there's cheese, it's almost like a drug. I would walk by the meat, no problem, wine, who cares? And then I would see some cheese and I would just walk towards it instinctively without even thinking. And then I go, whoa, TJ, you're a vegan, you can't have cheese right now. So that's over. And pretty much the main staple of my diet is cheese and beer. And boy, do I love a good brat, I'll tell you what.
Well, we look forward to seeing you here in November. But again, people can go on Spotify, Amazon, get the new release, which is out there. And don't forget about the cool, like the peanut butter, the flavors sound fantastic. Yeah. And then also the hot sauce.
Hot sauces?
Yeah, that's great.
All in on it.
Yeah, big hot sauce people. Yeah, all that good stuff. You guys, thank you so much. This was so fun. And Doreen, you're out of everybody's league. You're out of Marcus's league.
Yeah.
You're out of Dave's.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We know that.
Thank you.
Let's get back on track and get them in your league.
Hey, all right, we'll work on it.
All right, TJ, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Continued success, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in town in November.
I'll see you in November. Bye, guys.
All right, take care. TJ Miller, the one and only in the Morning KLH.